State Representative Dave Ajma. He's the chief sponsor of legislation that would end live-in partner benefits. Representative, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, the world's about to fall apart with this legislation. Why are so many people upset?
Well, I tell you what, it's I think they've just been using a loophole in the law to try to get this. If you look back in 2004, the people of the state passed the Defense of Marriage Act. We joined about 30 other states which banned marriage outside of the traditional marriage. Then in 2005, the Attorney General ruled that same-sex domestic partner health insurance benefits plans cannot be offered to public employees. And then again, we had in 2008, the Michigan Supreme Court ruled the same thing. So what's been going on here is people have been doing something that's technically against the law. So basically what this legislation does, at a time when we don't have any money in the state of Michigan, and these institutions keep giving these benefits, it basically says you will not give these benefits or medical benefits or fringe benefits to individuals who live with public employees unless that individual is married to the employee, a dependent of the employee, or otherwise eligible to inherit for the public employee under Michigan's law of intestacy. So the provision of benefits to non-relatives of public employees needlessly and basically unnecessarily increases the cost of the state of Michigan in a way that's got to be prohibited.
You know there's going to be a fight here.
Of course there's going to be a fight, but the whole point is it's a matter of law and it's a matter of cost. And when the Civil Service Commission this past year decided to start offering these benefits, it was basically throwing the law in the face of the governor saying, well, you know, we're going to do this. And we're thinking, we don't have the money to do this. We just plain don't have the money. And you look at some of the colleges, I think like U of M's got like 618 people that they're doing this with. It's just a matter of cost. They can't defend this because it has no legal basis, and the costs are just prohibitive for the taxpayers.
Are you anti-Muslim?
Am I anti-Muslim? No.
Why do you think people are saying that?
Well, that's the typical thing what they do. They attack the person rather than the particular thing that you're dealing with. What I'm trying to prevent is foreign laws from entering our courts that are anathema to our constitutional laws, either state or federal. So it's the ad hominem attack. When you can't answer the question, then you just attack the person. That's what they do.
State Representative Dave Ajma has been with us this morning. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.